pitch the ball to Bell. That's upfield. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's in the 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Cowboys. What a run.
Kicks it left wing, Lucas. Three-point jumper. Good. 6 seconds. Rebound! Cowboys win! Cowboys win! Oh, the Cowboys are going to the Final Four! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State!
Okay, welcome back to the podcast. Thank y'all for being here. Today we're going to talk to Matt Amelian about the Week 6 Lions, a little bit about the way I rank the teams in my blog poll, and I'm sure he'll have some interesting trivia for us. So let's go to the podcast. Okay, Matt Amelian, welcome back to the podcast. Appreciate you coming back on.
Thanks, dude. How'd you enjoy the bye week?
That was good. I kind of chilled, kind of just watched some other teams. I got some good info for my blog poll, worked on the site a little bit, got a few surprises coming on the site here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I heard you're doing some changes.
Yeah, a little redesign, just trying to simplify things and make it more user-friendly, so it'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll definitely get to your blog poll later. I have a couple of things that I want to discuss with you about that one.
You have issues with it, or...?
I got a couple, but I know it's hard. Like, I know it's not easy to rank, you know, 1 through 25.
Yeah,
to a point where you're just like, who do I pick?
Well, and also, I think it's kind of a, you know, this is my sixth time to do it, and I think it's kind of like an open forum for I'm open to other ideas for how I should do it, because I don't really know how to go about it all the time, you know.
Yeah, no, I've tried to rank like 1 through 5, and that's even hard. You're better than Scott Wolf, and we can talk about who that even is later.
Yeah,
but
let's get to that. Let's go to the picks first. You want me to just start it off?
Yeah, I've got them. I listed them. The actual picks. I don't know if you got it pulled up or not.
Yeah, no, I do have it pulled up. Okay, first game we got is we've got 13 games this week. 12 because I already saw the OSU line, but. We've got first game is Cal at Oregon, and I had Oregon by 16.
I was right there with you, just a little bit under Oregon by 14. And I feel like I've always kind of underestimated Oregon. Maybe it's going back to that opening week or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but I have too. Like, I think we both did against Nevada and somebody else they played recently.
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona. The line's actually 23.5, Oregon by 23.5, so I take that one.
Yeah, wow. And yeah, I still wouldn't. I won't bet against Oregon for the rest of the year.
No. No, I won't either. The next one, this one's really interesting because, it's Florida at LSU, and I said LSU by 14.
Okay. Two ranked SEC teams. You know, home field advantage plays a little bit, but I took LSU by 12.
Yeah, it's the reason I say it's interesting is because you got Florida, a team who was ranked, 11th last week? And they're a two-touchdown underdog in their own conference. It's odd, but that's how good LSU's playing right now.
So it is 14?
Yeah, sorry, it's LSU by 14.
Okay, well, I picked these, and it turns out that Brantley's not going to play. I guess that's what they're projecting. So Florida plays Bama at home and scores 10 points. Those points came in the first half with Brantley running the offense. So then they bring in true freshman Jeff Driskel, who gets him nothing. And now he's supposed to go into Death Valley. And I realize if I would have known this, I probably would have said LSU by 20, even though I know that's not going to be the spread. But I would definitely take LSU to cover because you know that that true freshman is going to be having nightmares all week about Tyrann Mathieu.
Yeah, it's not a good situation for him to go into. By the way, that Oregon-Cal game, I didn't realize it is on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's the first game of the week. And I saw when Michael James is actually leading the nation in rushing yards, and I feel like he's doing that very quietly. He's not getting any Heisman love. I'm not saying he should be the front runner, but I mean, he's putting up the numbers.
Yeah, I think Oregon's kind of sneaky because they did lose that first game, and see, so you kind of in your head write them off a little bit.
Completely. I've written them off every week, at least picking lines.
So yeah, they're kind of doing sneaky things out west. Third one we've got here is Missouri at the Big 12 surprise so far, Kansas State.
Yeah, this was a weird one for me to pick because I really think Missouri will win this. But they're on the road against a ranked team and they're unranked. So I wanted to say Missouri by whatever, but I couldn't pick Kansas State. So I just wouldn't pick them. I went right on the line.
Yeah, I say Kansas State by three. I don't think Missouri is that good, but it's actually Missouri by three.
That doesn't surprise me, but not at all, because you think Kansas State's better than Missouri?
No, I don't. But they're playing at home, so I'm surprised that it's in Missouri's favor. I would have said at most it would be a pick 'em.
Well, look at Missouri going into Norman. I mean, they only lost by 10, and they jumped out to an early lead.
Yeah, and I guess if you flip that in this game's at Missouri, I'd probably say Missouri wins by like a touchdown. I mean, I would say Missouri would be favored by a touchdown.
Yeah. So how much does it actually favor? So it's anywhere. I think anywhere between -3 +3 is about right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Okay. 5-0 Illinois at Indiana.
Yeah. How about the Fighting Illini?
Yeah.
Don't know anything really about these two teams. I watched a little bit of that Illinois Northwestern game. Speaking of which, before I give you my pick on this one, did you see? I can't remember his name, Jonathan something from Illinois, knee the guy from Northwestern right in the crotch.
No, I didn't see that. That sounds terrible.
He got flagged for it. So, I mean, the ref was standing right there, but he didn't get – I mean, I think that's an automatic ejection. I mean, the ref saw it, penalized him 15 yards, and he's actually suspended for the next game. But I'll send you a video on that. I have Illinois by 14 on this one.
Yeah, and I've got Illinois by 20. You know, I don't know how to pick against Indiana because they get beat by North Texas. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah, you kind of go, what have you done for me lately? And they hung in there with Penn State. I don't know how to pick Big Ten in general.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, it's Illinois by 14, so you were only off one there, so you take that.
Okay, and I didn't spend any time thinking about that one. I just said two touchdowns and moved on.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. Okay, we got Maryland at Georgia Tech, and I said Georgia Tech by 7.
I think I doubled that. Georgia Tech is one of those teams I feel like they're not getting very much love. I'm not saying that they're one of the top 10 teams in the country, but they are. They're undefeated, and they can score some points. I saw what Temple did to Maryland, so I think Georgia Tech will beat them pretty easily.
Yeah, and you were right on, actually. It's Georgia Tech by 14, so you get that one. And that puts you up 3-2 so far, I think. Yeah.
Keep me in the lead?
Yeah, it keeps you in the lead. Next game, we got Boston College at top 10 ranked Clemson team. And I said, I said Clemson by 14, and I don't know if that was high enough.
Do you know how bad Boston College is?
No, I don't.
Didn't they lose to Duke at home?
They might have. I actually don't know.
I think they did. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that they did. I said Clemson by 20.
Yeah, and it's Clemson by 20.5, so you get that. Ooh. One.
I kind of am starting to buy into Clemson. I've always liked them, but like I said last week, those two wins, Auburn and Florida State, didn't do a whole lot for me. Winning in Blacksburg did. So I've got to give him some respect now.
Well, the Auburn win is actually looking you know, is starting to look pretty good. I mean, Auburn's 4-1. They go to South Carolina and beat the Gamecocks. They beat who was it that they beat at home that they shouldn't have? I don't even remember. But I mean, my point is that Clemson back-to-back-to-back weeks. You go Auburn, Florida State, Virginia Tech. That's legit.
Yeah, and I think their win over Virginia Tech did most of the work. But you're right that that Auburn win helped them even more, and that boosted their ranking. And that helps them out. So that's part of it.
Yeah, for sure. Okay,
I'm buying in.
We got Iowa at your Penn State Nittany Lions.
It's so hard for me to call them my Nittany Lions. I do like them, and I will admit that I've got some Penn State gear. Oh, they're so boring to watch. I turn on games every weekend that I can, and I just get so bored. This has to be a close game because these are two Big Ten teams that feel like they don't like to score. So I said Penn State by 2.5.
Yeah, and I said Penn State by 9. I don't really know why. And it's actually
for 9 points, man.
Do what?
I'm not even sure that they're going to score 9 points. they're not good.
It's actually Penn State by 4. Well, is Iowa good? I mean, who have they beaten?
No, but neither one of them are good. Who did?
You're right though about the Big Ten. Like it's kind of like, okay, we've got Wisconsin. And they shouldn't be in the Big Ten. They're an SEC team, basically, this year.
Right.
And then we've got, I guess, Michigan. And then you've got everybody
Nebraska
else.
Nebraska at times.
Yeah, I forgot about Nebraska. I keep forgetting they're actually in the Big Ten. I did watch the Michigan State-Ohio State game on Saturday. And
That's right at Big Ten alley.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was an ideal Big Ten game. All that was missing was a little snow, and it needed to be about 30 degrees cooler. But Ohio State is brutal. I mean, if they come to Stillwater, OSU wins by 3 touchdowns, and it's not even probably that close.
No, I agree. They can't score.
They're terrible.
Well, I was going through, and I actually selected all these games for us to pick. And I saw Ohio State and Nebraska, and I was like, I'm not even going to give Ohio State the respect to include them on this list that we're going to pick.
Well, Nebraska's probably favored by 18 in that game.
It's about 10.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Man, I'd take Nebraska. I mean, Braxton Miller on the road at Lincoln, I mean, that's not a good situation for Ohio State.
No.
Are we putting that in our parlay this week?
We probably will.
Yeah, we probably should.
Yeah.
Okay, so where were we? Penn State. Okay, so that was Penn State by 4, so you take that one. So you are up 5-2.
That's wow. 5 in a row.
Yeah, that is 5 in a row. Okay, we got Auburn at Arkansas, and I said Arkansas by 5.
I was just above you, Arkansas by 6.
Yeah, and it's Arkansas by 10, and I don't get that at all.
That sounds like quite a bit. Auburn's played, I don't know how close they've played all their teams, but I think people are discounting A&M a little too much. Yeah, they've lost 2 games, but who have they lost to?
Yeah.
They lost to us, and I mean, we're legit, so let's give ourselves some credit there. A&M is still a really good team. Let's not count them out. And then they lose to Arkansas. Yeah, they let a huge first half lead go away, and they only lost by 4. So they've been right there. They're very close to being an undefeated team and being in the top, 5 or 6, wherever you want to put them.
Yeah, and I don't know. 10 just seems like a lot against a team that's lost once in the last, 20 months. I mean, they've lost once since the beginning of 2010.
Yeah, and I don't know who Arkansas's running back is now, but you got to think, what if they even had Nile Davis? Because I know Auburn's defense is what's been struggling. I probably got to go Auburn.
Yeah.
Plus 10 on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Okay, so you put Michigan Northwestern on there, but not Nebraska Ohio State?
Well, I literally did not put Nebraska Ohio State because I did not want to. I just didn't want to acknowledge Ohio State. I think Northwestern's a little intriguing.
Okay,
it's all about Dan Persa.
I've got Michigan by 12.
Okay, Michigan by 9.
Yeah, and it's Michigan by 7.5, which is probably, that's probably about right. I don't know. I feel like Michigan hasn't really played a road game yet this year. Do you feel like that?
Who have they played on the road?
I don't know. Well, let me look it up.
I'm sure they have. Yeah, I watched that Illinois-Northwestern game, and Northwestern doesn't look bad. I honestly don't think they look good enough to hang in there with Michigan, which is pretty much hanging there with Denard Robinson.
Yeah. Let's see. Michigan has played... they played Notre Dame at home. Yeah, this is their first road game.
Ooh, well, I don't know how much of a crazy atmosphere there's going to be in Chicago at Northwestern. their fans should show up. I'm sure there's some loyalty there, but I don't think it's anything to intimidate Michigan or change the way they play.
How does Michigan only play 4 road games?
No, I guess all their non-conference games were at home.
They play at Northwestern, at Michigan State, at Iowa, and at Illinois.
Well, at least all 4 of them are, I mean, it's not like they've got any, you know, easy gimme games in there. If any of them are, it's this one. Well, I don't know. He's better out of Iowa and Northwestern.
I mean, I could see, I mean, I don't think they necessarily will, but I could see them going unbeaten until they get to, they've got Nebraska and Ohio State to end the season at home. I could see them being 10-0 going into those 2 games.
They could be. I think Illinois and Michigan State are going to be, and think about Michigan State, that's probably like the, you know, OSU, OU equivalent, you know.
Yeah.
Michigan, big rivals, Ohio State, OU's big rival to them is Texas, but we hate OU, and Michigan State probably hates Michigan.
Right.
And then again, we always seem to have a big letdown. So,
yeah.
I don't think Michigan will keep it going. I think one of those teams will find a way to shut down Robinson on the road, and I don't think they've got anything else.
Did we give the line the 7.5? Yeah, I gave that. Okay, so
yeah,
you've taken 1, 2, 3, 4. 7 in a row? That's not good.
That's getting embarrassing for you.
That's not good for me. Okay, we got 3 games left. The first one is going to be A&M at Tech. And I said A&M by 6.
A&M by 6.5.
Yeah, and of course, it's A&M by 8.5, so you take that one as well.
That's got to lock it up. You already had it.
Yeah, it's 8-2. That's really embarrassing for me.
Techs are defeated, but they're not good. A&M,
no.
I still think A&M's a good team.
No, Tech's not good, but they're playing at home, and A&M, I mean, that. Okay, so you just lost 2 heartbreaking games. Where's the last place in the world you want to go play a football game on a Saturday?
Yeah, for them, it's probably Tech.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Tech's going to win, because I don't think they will. I don't know, maybe they will, but... it's just, it's spiraling out of control in a hurry for A&M.
Gosh, yeah, but I still like A&M in this one. They still have something to prove.
Yeah.
Even though the season's lost, they still need to prove, you know, that I guess they're SEC worthy or whatever you want to say.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got 2 games left. First one is Georgia at Tennessee. I said Tennessee by 3.
Yeah, we've been really close on a lot of these. I said Tennessee by 4.
And it's actually Georgia by 1.
I don't understand that one.
Yeah, I don't either. I feel like these 2 teams are very similar in terms of how talented and how good they are. I take that back. Georgia might be more talented, but just in how well they've played, I feel like they've been pretty similar.
Yeah, I would. I mean, if it was a neutral field, I feel like I'd say pick them. Then you go to Tennessee, so I say, all right, give Tennessee the advantage.
Yeah, I'm throwing Tennessee in our parlay this week also.
Yeah, I would put the bet on them as well.
Okay, OU Texas Red River rivalry. I said OU by 10.
And I've already seen this one. I did when I picked. I said OU by 7.5.
And it's actually OU by 9.5. So I take that one. Not that it matters because I got stroked.
You sure did, man.
So 4-2 now. Overall.
Yeah. If I win next week, it's going to be getting, you can officially say it's getting out of hand. Who do you like, OU Texas? OU minus 9.5, not to win.
I like OU. I just think they're going to come out and bury Texas. I can't buy into the David Ash, Case McCoy thing.
Do you? I'm actually looking it up right now. Do you remember what the score was last year?
45-10, I think, something like that.
Was it that bad? I thought it was close.
I thought it was.
Yeah. Okay. Here it is. It was 28-20. Neutral site. Texas was bad. 28-20 with Gilbert.
Hold on. Didn't they play a 45-10 game? What am I thinking of?
Wasn't last year. Hold on. It was a close game. But the point is this is one, I mean, you can say it's one of those rivalry games. I actually heard, who was on the radio, it might have been Barry Trim, saying that the team that has been the better team, had the better track record through the season, typically wins this game. So, I mean, I would pick OU to win it, but I don't know if I would pick them 9.5 or 10 points.
Yeah, I can't find this phantom 45-10 game that I was talking about.
That's all right.
They played a 45-35 game. Yeah, I don't know. I could get on board with Texas plus 10, I guess. I guess you're kind of talking me into it, but there's a 45-12 game, but OU got beat. It was Texas 45-12. I don't know. I don't feel like Texas is that good. I mean, to your point, they did play them well last year, even though they were a lot worse last year. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we should just stay away from that one.
I think you're right, because it's kind of an emotional deal where do we want Texas to win or do we want OU to win?
I actually want OU to win.
Yeah, we got to take care of business, you know, one way or another, despite, you know, what OU or Texas does. Just been bracing myself all week for the Texas sucks Twitter and Facebook posts. It is what it is.
Okay, let's talk about the poll.
Yeah, you came out with your blog poll.
Yes.
And, you know, I looked through it, and I know it's hard to kind of, you know, figure out a way to rank 1 through 25. I'm a little curious what your process is when you're ranking these teams and how difficult that it actually is.
Yeah, the first thing I look at is record, especially now that we're 4 weeks in. So, for example, Clemson, you know, they're 4-0. I have to do something with them. Or they're 5-0. I have to do something with them outside of, you know, just having them in the top 25.
Well, they actually have three good wins.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The next thing I look at is if you're undefeated, I almost have to rank you. And if you are, who have those games been against?
Right.
And so I look at somebody like, and I guess you can say, so why don't you have Boise ranked, or why don't you have Clemson ranked ahead of Boise? Because they have three better wins than really Boise has one, or they have three similar wins than to Boise's one over Georgia. But I don't know. I also look at, okay, who do I think would win the majority? If these teams played 100 games on a neutral field, who would win the majority, 51 out of 100 times?
Okay. And then you watch as much as you can. Obviously, you can't watch every single game, but...
Right. And that's kind of what I did with Boise and Oklahoma State. You know, I feel like those are two very good, very kind of similar teams. They both have one really good win. I just think if they played 100 times, that Boise would win 51 out of 100.
I like the way that you kind of do that. I would actually group. You kind of group them. I would group OSU with Stanford, Boise, and even Clemson. Now, I mean, they've earned it. And then you kind of look at that group, you know, and you say, all right, you're going to be ranked 5th through 8th or whatever. And then you go through, all right, who would win majority out of 100 games or whatever. So,
right, right.
Because obviously the elite, LSU, Bama, and OU, and Wisconsin.
Yeah, those four teams are they're the best four teams in the country, and I don't think it's that close right now.
Yeah, and they've proven it.
Yeah, I don't think if OSU lines up with any one of those four teams right now, I don't think OSU wins on a neutral field. Well, I'll say this: I don't think they win if they play 100 games. I don't think they win the majority of them. I guess if you're playing one game, anything can happen. But I feel like all four of those teams are better than Oklahoma State.
And that's fair. I mean, we're as big of homers as it gets, but we also pay attention. We also watch other games and see what's going on around the country.
Right.
I want to give you a scenario.
Okay.
All right. Got Team A and Team B. Team okay. A, they beat up on an FCS team to start the season and then followed that up with three wins over FBS opponents who currently have a combined record of 3-10.
Okay.
All right. And one of those wins of that three is against another FCS team. Team B is 4-1 with a loss on the road by three against a good team who is currently ranked, and they also beat a ranked team at home by more than 20. Did you catch all that?
I think I did.
Okay, who would be more deserving of a top 25 ranking?
Probably team. Are you talking about Texas Tech versus Baylor?
No.
Okay. Probably team B then.
I am talking about Texas Tech versus Arizona State.
Okay.
You are right on Tech. I mean, you have them in your blog poll, and I mean, what have they really done? They won on the road at Kansas or at home at Nevada. Which one of those is? And that, those are their best wins.
Yeah. I mean, at what point do you? I don't know. I see your point, but also, at what point do you say, okay, this team's undefeated, I kind of have to rank them? I mean, is it after the A&M game? Because after that game, let's say Tech wins that, well, A&M's a three-loss team. Are they even good?
I would say if Tech beats A&M at home, that makes them worthy of a ranking. And keep in mind, it's a lot easier for me to look at your poll, find ways to criticize it and critique it, than it is for you to actually put it together. You can't think every team, and then you have to go back and forth. I understand that. But I saw this one, and it bothered me, because I'm like, you know, they were getting beat by KU, and they came back and won. I mean, like a team does. But against are they even impressive? I'm like, no.
No, you're right. You're right. You know who I struggle with the most of what to do with them is Houston.
Well, that leads me to one of my other questions.
Okay.
I'm curious what Houston has showed you through their first five games to earn a number three ranking. And then you've got 12 spots higher, an undefeated K-State who has better wins than Houston does.
They do have better wins. I just feel like if they played each other, that Houston would win. I feel like Houston's a better team.
Like twice as better?
Well, I mean, okay, you're not saying if somebody – if you're saying somebody's ranked one, are they twice as good as the team?
You're right. That was a bad comment there. But I guess when I look at Houston, I thought they would just kill UCLA to start the season. They beat UCLA by, I think, four at home.
Yeah, it was 38-34.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure they've scraped by and beaten nobody worthy of anything the rest of the year. And it's kind of like – I'm pulling your blog poll back up. Okay, you've got them at 13. Do you think they beat Nebraska?
I don't know. Here's the thing. What am I supposed to do with them when they run the table in Conference USA and they're 12-0 and they still haven't played anyone? Where do I rank them?
Well, no, you're right. And I guess you can't look at the poll and say, oh, Arkansas's, you know, or Nebraska's right behind Houston in your poll, who would win head-to-head? Because you've got to first look at what have they shown you on the field.
I think this whole conversation is a microcosm of the bigger issue of the fact that let them play it out on the field in the postseason.
Yeah.
Because if Houston runs the table in Conference USA and wins Conference USA going 12-0, they deserve to play in a tournament after the season's over to determine who wins the national championship.
Amen, but that's not the case, is it?
No, it's not, and that's why we're resorted to inane conversations like this one.
I guess I look at it and I'm like, okay, so you've got them several spots ahead of West Virginia or Auburn. Let's, look at those two. Let's take West Virginia. If Houston hosts LSU, I mean, they're gonna beat worse than West Virginia did.
No, you're right. You're right. Houston was one that I struggled with. Virginia Tech, I didn't really know what to do with.
I wouldn't either, because they've shown that they can play, then all of a sudden they lose big at home.
Yeah, Michigan, I didn't really know what to do with.
Yeah,
I haven't.
It's not easy. If anybody tries to go through and rank teams, like, do that and then try to come critique, somebody's poll. However, we mentioned him earlier, Scott Wolf. votes in the AP poll, and he's just out of his mind. I love Boise as much as anybody, but you can't rank them number one right now. I mean, you can't look at
That's not even the biggest problem I have with this poll.
Oh, not at all. I'm just starting there. It's like, how can you rank Boise number one over Bama, LSU, OU, and Wisconsin right now? And I think this is probably where we're going to agree. So last week he had, correct me, OSU at 15?
15, correct, yeah.
After we beat A&M.
Right.
And this week, A&M loses, we have a bye week, and we move up to number 6?
Yeah, move up 9 spots, that's correct.
And this is in his own poll.
He gets an AP vote.
Sorry, go ahead.
He gets an AP vote.
It's so sad.
I mean, it's just doesn't even make sense. I don't understand it.
No, and it's also like this just proves that when voters vote most of the time or a lot of the time, it's a "what have you done for me lately" type of thing. Does he has SMU at 23? Does he not remember their 32-point loss at A&M to start the season?
Yeah,
if you're gonna look at the whole season, that still has to mean something.
Yeah, I think. I will say I think SMU is pretty decent. But yeah, I mean I don't know. He's got, let's see, what else does he have?
Well, I will say that teams can get better or get worse as the season goes on, but and that's as high as SMU, if anybody has SMU ranked. And
he's got Wisconsin ranked 8th.
That's the lowest Wisconsin anybody ranked them.
Which is just absurd.
Didn't he have Nebraska ranked top 5 or 6 last week?
He's got, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. He's got West Virginia 9th, so right behind Wisconsin.
It's a mess. The point is, this guy shouldn't have a vote in the AP. Luckily, the AP doesn't mean anything, except that it probably does influence some people in different ways. And
yeah, I will say, after I do my poll, I don't look at any other polls before I do mine. But after I do mine, I look at other polls to kind of see where, if I had anything that was just really absurd, which I'm fine with, because I feel like I can back it up. But I just kind of check it against what people that get paid to do this are ranking the teams, which I don't know how this guy gets paid to do this. So
no joke. So how are you backing up Houston at 13?
I'm not. I mean, in all seriousness, we were talking earlier about how, it's kind of my first time to go through something like this, and there's not obviously a magic formula to rank the teams. But I think the whole point of this exercise is, or part of the reason listed on the blog poll website, is get your readers to, call you out and say, this team should not be where they're at, and this is why. And so in you doing that, I'd consider moving Houston down.
No, and that's the way to do it, is it's not, you can't see everything. When you're doing this, you're looking at, let's say you're looking at Houston, you're like, well, they're undefeated, they've done this. But then it might take somebody else to come in and say, provide a different point of view. So there's so many different things to look at. There's no way to get it. There's no exact answer.
Yeah, and one other issue that I've had is I try to go back and look at where I ranked the teams the week before. And so let's say I move Houston down to 20. Well, in my poll, it'll say that I moved Houston down 5 spots from last week, even though they won this week. And it's like, well, you know, what are you doing? Like, why did you do that? But in reality, it's because I went back and said, huh, these wins haven't been all that great that Houston's been having.
Yeah, you just look at the big picture and you're like, oh, wow, I was wrong. These teams deserve to be ahead of them. It's like, you know, their wins weren't that impressive.
Yeah.
Where
do you think I should rank them?
I would put them in 20 to 25.
Okay, so should I rank them ahead of A&M? That's the problem. Is it's like
you're putting me on the spot.
It's like A&M is the better team, and A&M would beat Houston probably if they played. But A&M also has 2 losses. What am I supposed to do with those 2 losses? You know?
Yeah. Then you gotta look. You have to look into the 2 losses. So then you're looking into the 2 losses, and you're like, okay, Oklahoma State and Arkansas. Now you've completely forgotten about Houston, who you originally started with.
So right. Right.
That's why it's got to be so hard. I mean, it's just a chain. And yeah, you can look at who would win on a neutral field. You can't start there because you've got to look at what have they done on the field and how have they done it. Did they win? Yes. How did they look when they won?
Right.
You know, how does Houston's 4-point win at home against UCLA look right now as, you know, as opposed to did win it and they first did it? Looks a lot worse. UCLA is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they are.
You can move them down based on that.
Yeah.
I did have a few. Going back to lines, you know, I went through all of them. I did have a couple. I figured I'd just share these that I actually really liked.
Okay.
BYU is now -13 at home against San Jose State. This line started at -16. And any time a line moves that much, I kind of, you know, I start to look at it now. I'm like, all right, Vegas probably knew something to begin with. And everybody's taken, for whatever reason, everybody's taken San Jose State to cover that. So I like BYU -13.
Yeah, I do too.
Air Force started +11 at Notre Dame. It's now at it's now at 15.
Wow.
Notre Dame is a team I would prefer to stay away from, but when, you know, I would think that Notre Dame's got the huge fan base and a lot of people, you know, jump on that bandwagon. So they're taking the over. They're taking Notre Dame -11. I like to go the opposite way and take Air Force +15.
Yeah, I'd take Air Force in that game, absolutely.
All right. And so I got to ask you one more. This obviously isn't part of our deal, but this one surprised me. What would you guess this line? Arizona at Oregon State.
Arizona by 7.
Arizona by 1.5.
Oh my gosh, are we serious?
Oregon State, they're horrible. I really wanted to jump off the Arizona bandwagon, but I kept picking them to cover, and they didn't. I really wanted to get off that train this week, but I can't. Like, that just seems too easy. Oregon State is bad.
Oregon State lost to a Division II team this year.
Yeah. Them and Minnesota are trying to battle it out to join the FCS. Like, they do not want to be in BCS conferences right now.
Wait, is Sacramento State a Division II or are they 1AA?
Oh, I don't even know what the difference is anymore. They're like FBS and FCS, and then
they're 1AA. They're not. I'm an idiot. They're not Division II. I'm all over Arizona. Even though we've been betting heavily against them, I feel like in the last few weeks.
Yeah. Well, you have. I've gone the opposite way, and I felt like an idiot. And now I come out with this line, and I'm like, okay, they're not that bad. They've lost to, like, a lot of good teams.
Yeah.
One other line that's moved a lot, UConn started West Virginia started -14.5 at home against UConn. They're now -19.5. Still scared to take UConn on that, but if that keeps going up, that might be one to watch.
Yeah, I mean, UConn's not very good at all.
They were an 8-4 BCS team a year ago, and now they're even worse than that. So
yeah, that's a good point.
We're not, you know, gambling pros. I mean, we've had a winning record every week of the 12 games we've played.
Yeah, I wonder what our overall record is. Like, if we had put $1 on each game, how much money would we have? Not $1, but whatever.
Yeah, I did it last week, and if we did it $1 a game, 12 games a week, I think we're up somewhere between $15 and $20.
Okay, that's pretty good.
We do the $1 12-team parlay, and right now we are down $1 on the season. So
yeah, that's which is fine. I mean, I'll pay a dollar for that entertainment every week.
Yeah, it does make the I don't even know some of the games that we pick. I'm just sitting here checking the schedules for East Carolina and whoever. I would never care about this, but it makes it fun.
Yeah, it does.
So there's my insight on games that I really know nothing about.
Okay, Matt a Million, appreciate you coming on again, talking about the lines, talking about, well, ripping me for my blog poll. I'm just kidding, not ripping me. But, yeah, congratulations on getting engaged over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Absolutely, man. Talk to you then.
Okay.